KNZA, our girls game, fantastic. The road team, Royal Valley Panthers, victorious here at Holton, 55-50. Now we get an opportunity to see these two boys' teams go at it tonight. A Royal Valley team starved for a Big East League win. They are 0-5 in league play, 3-8 overall under fifth-year head coach Chris Brown. Starting the year 2-1, but 1-7 since, including three consecutive losses. On the other side, first-year head coach Marco Hunter for the Holton Wildcats. 2-3 in league play, 4-8 overall. Although this Holton team has won back-to-back games following a four-game losing streak, most recently last Tuesday at Riley County. Tight one there, 50-47. Panthers again trying to snap a three-game skid themselves, but I feel like both these teams are pretty evenly matched, and kind of what we expected in the girls' game, I think we're going to get that here in the boys' contest.
There's no question. Yeah, we'll go back to Holton Royal Valley, and you throw everything out the window, and you get ready to play this ball game because the intensity level goes up, the energy level goes up for both these schools. But, you know, we got you got two things going on here. You got Royal Valley team. We're going to see how they react. They got a three-game skid. Are they, you know, ready to throw in the towel, get ready for track season? Or are they, and I'm guessing with Coach Brown, that he's going to right the ship, and they're going to come out, and you're going to see their best effort tonight. And then you got a Holton team who's they got two wins in a row, and boy, the way they started the year, that wasn't an option. Yeah, that wasn't a possibility, and they're playing some better basketball here the last couple, three games, and see how they're going to translate that into Royal Valley, if they can bring it on to the next level and continue going with something bigger and better for what they've had going on. And let's throw the ball up, see where we end up.
Well, again, the Wildcats, back-to-back wins, as we mentioned, but the four consecutive losses before that, you have Sabetha, back-to-back Big 7 league champs. They're always good. Omaha Central, they're undefeated. Number 4 ranking in the state. St. Mary's is also ranked in the state. Marysville, always solid as well. So it's not like the Wildcats are losing to subpar teams. They're playing a really daunting schedule, and that's what we expected in the Big East.
Well, you're exactly right. Boy, when they combined with the two leagues combined, boy, it just got – it's knocked down drag. It kind of reminds you of the Big 12 now.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just, there's no PMEs. You're going to have to come play every time you step on the floor. But that's kind of why they threw this thing together. And once you get through this thing, you'll be battle-tested when you go to sub-state.
Let's get you the starting lineups. We'll start with Royal Valley fifth-year head coach Chris Brown. Panthers are 3-8 and 0-5 in league play. Tristan Murata in the backcourt, 6'2 junior guard, 7 points, 5 rebounds a game. Jackson Stevens, a returning starter, 5'10 senior at 5.9 points per game. 5'10 senior at Carson Beam at just south of 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. Matt Buskirk, a 6-foot senior guard at over 10 points per game. And the leading scorer is Landon Gilbert, a 6'4 sophomore, 11.5 points per game, 7 rebounds a contest as well. So, again, for Chris Brown, fifth-year head coach for Royal Valley, it is Murata, Stevens, Gilbert, Bean, and Buskirk. For first-year head coach Marco Hunter and the Holton Wildcats tonight, Carrick DeDondery, 6'1 junior, 4.7 points per game. Bodie Dillon as well, 6-foot senior, 9.2 points per game. Also in the backcourt, Corbin Fox, the 5'10 junior, 8.3 points per game. And then the forwards, Braden Peake, 6'2 senior, leading scorer and rebounder. And then Brody Meyer, a 6'6 senior at 5 points and 3 rebounds per game. So again, for Coach Hunter and the Wildcats, to Donder, Peake, Dillon, Fox, and Meyer. Ready to tip this one up here tonight. The home white uniforms for the Wildcats, the purple road uniforms for Royal Valley. In Royal Valley, they have lost 3 straight, and they have won just 1 game in their last 8, I should say. That lone win was against Chapman that first night of their Panther Classic. And then the Wildcats on the other side trying to ride this thing out to a 3-game winning streak, back-to-back wins against Jackson Heights, and most recently at Riley County last week. All right, few keys to the game.
Well, you know, the thing that was yet to be seen, and you had the luxury of seeing Royal Valley play, but you know, nothing's, as a coach and you're not winning, boy, you're looking for anything that you can sit down and get your team going. We'll see what Coach Brown dials up. And you come off a tournament or you played 3 games in 3 days, you had 3 days of practice or 4 days to get practice to get to this one. So what's going to happen? What's changed in his mind with the things that he's done to adjust? And with Holton, you're going to see more of the same. Boy, they've been spreading the ball around. They've been, you know, the ball has their defense has been stellar. They've done a good job rebounding the basketball. adjusting to what Coach Hunter wants him to do, his style of play, as we get into the ready for the jump ball.
It's Brody Meyer jumping against Landon Gilbert. Holton Wildcat, all white home uniforms. The opening possession from right to left, and here we go. Boys contest is underway. Royal Valley out man-to-man here to start. Peek up top. Left side it goes. This is Bodie Dillon. Now they set up the lob! And static alley-oop, Braden Peek. It ain't going to get much louder than that. 2-0 Wildcats.
I hope our camera guy and our computer guy got it.
And a quick turnover for Royal Valley. What a start for the Wildcats, setting up the alley-oop to Braden Peek. Now nearly taken away, able to be chased down by Bodie Dillon. So the Wildcats reset. Panthers still man-to-man. Here's Corbin Fox with the basketball. Left side it goes. Peek, a post touch, and he got it to go. Now Braden Peek, strong start. First four for him, and a 4-0 Wildcat lead. Now a tough spot for Murata. Gets it off to Matt Buskirk in the corner. A minute into the game, and the Wildcats are 2-for-2 from the floor. Here's a left corner three that's an air ball. And Braden Peek already adding another stat to his line with a rebound. Here's Corbin Fox in the corner. He's bumped out by Carson Beam. Now Bodie Dillon a touch. They find it to DeDonder on a curl. Nearly got an and one. Good sportsmanship on that end. And free throws coming up here for the Wildcats. Emphatic start here at home.
Well, that's something the Hole's done. We've seen they've put Braden Peek in the post. Last year he played a lot at the guard perimeter. Move him inside and it's paying some dividends.
This is Carrick DeDonder at the line, and he knocks in the first free throw. Just his second attempt at the line this season. He has not been there much. He's only missed one of the 12 games so far. Brace on the right knee. 5-0 start for the Wildcats. Second is good. Great start here for Holton at home. A 6-0 advantage, 120 into the game. There's a Wildcat defense giving up nearly 54 points per game. They find it back door, layup rejected by Brody Meyer at the rack. And a rebound for Corbin Fox. It's going all Wildcats here as Fox driving, drawing the foul. He'll shoot two. Well, it's going great for Holton. Not so much for the Panthers here in the first 90-so seconds in this game. As Jackson Stevens picked up his first team foul, number two, and this is Fox at the line. First free throw, no good. So a 6-0 Wildcats lead. It's 6:26 to go in this opening frame. And Fox got the second, so he goes 1-for-2. And it's a touchdown advantage, 7-0 in favor of Holton here at home. Applying some pressure in the full court. Gilbert, nice touch pass, little hop step in the lane, layup, rims out, and tips into the hands of Carrick DeDonder. Best look the Panthers have had so far, couldn't get it to go. Here's Dillon up top, working left on the dribble, now hesitates, driving, lays it up with the left hand. Bodie Dillon, hesitation on the dribble, and a timeout for Royal Valley. 2 minutes into the game, it is a 9-0 Wildcat start. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. In 2 minutes in, it's all Wildcat.
Well, it's one of those things that we just talked about before the ball game. This whole team is playing like they've been having some success. And Royal Valley's still trying to figure out what they need to do to have some success. And that's you got two teams going in opposite directions right now. This whole team's playing with a ton of energy.
It's a busy week for the Wildcats because they got a makeup game with Silver Lake tomorrow night. That is no easy task. And then Friday, taking on St. Mary's. So you got, you look up at the score, or I should say the standings in the Big East, Silver Lake and St. Mary's, two of the teams currently right now at the top towards the league standings. And Holton's going to get both those teams here in two of the next three nights after their game tonight against Royal Valley. So certainly a busy week here for the Wildcats. I'll see what the Panthers draw up out of the timeout, trailing 9-0, just 2-plus minutes into the game. Here's Murata with the basketball. They finally settle in to a half-court set. Really the first opportunity in that regard. They get it up top. This is Landon Gilbert. Very solid sophomore at 6'4". Now Jackson Stevens a touch. Knocked away out of bounds. And Meyer hounding Gilbert on the block. And it will be Royal Valley basketball.
That was a defense. You saw Holt go man-to-man. You don't see him do it very often. Play a lot of zone. Three ball.
Yeah, they left Gilbert open. Couldn't make him pay. Rebound for Corbin Fox. It was left a touch short. Trying to add to a 9-0 lead. 2.5-plus minutes in, they get Peak on a curl. Strong, might have lost the handle in a rebound backside by Gilbert. Here's Jackson Stevens into the front court. Got a screen by Gilbert. Hesitates. Knocked around at the free throw line. Still trying to throw something up. Does so. Missing. And a rebound for Brody Meyer. Here's Dillon into the front court. 3 minutes in. 9-0. The Wildcats leading. And there's a difficult shot. Meyer getting the rebound. He had it stripped away. And that's going to be a turnover. Well, Meyer had it in the paint. But good defense there by Royal Valley to take it away. Here's Buskirk. Little pull up. Missed everything. Fighting for the rebound. Tipped around. Dillon able to corral that one for the Wildcats. A little sloppy here for Royal Valley early. 9-0 they trail as we're coming up on the halfway point of this first period.
You know, they haven't had much go right. Turnovers. They're not getting any second shots. Corbin Fox pull up the free throw line.
Left it a little bit long on that one. Tipped right back out to Dillon, who misfired on a three, and that time corralled by Murata. For Royal Valley. 4:15 to go. Clock moving first quarter. A 9-0 start here for the Wildcats. Panthers just trying to get something going on offense. Gilbert kicks it right. Stevens open. Good look. Drills a three. Just what the doctor ordered for the Panthers. They're down now 6-9-3 halfway into the quarter. Here's Dillon into the front court. Panthers backing up, playing man. To Donder, cutting Fox in the paint, spinning, back up top, Meyer, ball faking, short corner right, picked it up there, and back up top to Fox. Now Dillon up top, closed out by Buskirk. Works it left, hands it off to Donder. Three-man weave action on the right wing, it's Brody Meyer. Now Dillon left side, backs it up on the wing. 3.5 minutes to go, Donder, a look for three, a little bit strong. And the rebound by Buskirk in Royal Valley. So they get a stop here. They're down six. Just south of 3.5 minutes to go. Murata up top. Stevens. Dancing in. Kicking it up top. Buskirk. Nice pass. Gilbert spinning, firing, and delivering. Nicely done by Landon Gilbert. And 5 quick points for the Panthers. They're down 4. Now 9-5 with 3 minutes to go in the period.
We'll see if this ends up like the girls' game, as we've talked about ebbs and flows. And right now, it's going to Royal Valley.
Yeah, with 9-0 Holton. Now it's 9-5. Fox trying to answer, can't do so. Left the shot short, and a rebound for Murata. Well, the Panthers on a 5-0 run. Chance to get a little bit closer here. Here is Murata. Hop stepped in the lane, and then he is bumped and fouled. That'll be the first Wildcat team foul they get to Donder. Subs in both ways. Luke Lassie and also Logan Altenberg checked in for the Wildcats. They'll throw it in underneath their own basket. Now Gilbert, left side. Carson Beam, a three. And he left that one a little bit strong. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Royal Valley. Well, how about this? Carson Beam in their last win against Chapman in their preseason or midseason tournament tied a school record by hitting 9 threes in that game. That record went all the way back to 1999.
That's a bunch.
Yeah, long ways. 9 threes in a game. Luke Lassie inside, up and one. That's a big body and right under the bucket, too easy for him, and a chance at a three-point play.
We've seen him improve. You know, he's getting a little stronger. Sometimes he gets his legs don't keep up with his brain, and he gets a little faster, but he gets the old fashioned 3-point.
That was
class.
A smooth looking free throw there. Makes it 12-5. So that stops the brief 5-0 run by the Panthers. Williams gets it up. Layup good. They beat the press. Williams the assist, and Gilbert for two. 12-7. 2:13 to go in the first. The Panthers have battled back here. Last few minutes of this first quarter. Got down 9-0. It's now 12-7. There's Lassie up top. They're not worried about him shooting threes. Now to Donder, left side on the wing. Not so much worried about him as well. They do close out on Dillon up top. Backs it out with one dribble. Now Altenberg, the touch right side. Here's Braden Peak. 1:45 to go. Lengthy Wildcat possession here. Now Peak in the corner. Here's Lassie on the block, backing up, shooting a little bit strong, hit the rim twice, gets his own rebound, can't make it the second time, and Williams finally clears it away for the Panthers. They slow down the pace. Down 5, 12-7, 1:25 to go in the first. Here is Beam. Left side, Steven. Back to Carson Beam. Zone defense right now for the Wildcats. Steven thought about a deep three, turns it down. Him and Beam going back and forth here on the perimeter with it. Now 70 seconds to go. Royal Valley team averaging 49 points per. Wildcat defense giving up about 54 a game. Steven, ball fake on Altenberg, trying to work by him. Altenberg playing good defense, and now a baseline drive by Murata. He is bumped and fouled. 56 seconds remaining in the quarter. The foul on Altenberg. Fox back in for the Wildcats. Also Buzkirk and Connor Noland, a freshman, is in as well for Royal Valley. The Panthers have it down 5. Under a minute to go in the first. Here is Gilbert, free throw line. Up top it goes. Pull up long two. Right side rim, no. And a rebound for Braden Peake off the miss. Get it up the floor quickly. Corbin Fox, he'll step into a three. Connection. Well, they don't pick him up, and he said, I'll shoot this. That's his 15th made three of the year, and it's 15-7 Holton.
If he can shoot it, we get his feet set. He has time. He's good.
And he hits it 38%. Royal Valley trying to answer. How about that? Offensive rebound by Williams, and now it's Peake fighting for it inside and finally ripped it away. 21 seconds here for the Wildcats. Their lead is 15-7. They can play for the final shot here. They scored the first 9 points of the game and right now leading by 8 with the possession. Chance to add to it. Down to 8 seconds. Here's Fox working right. Hands it off to Dillon. Right wing. 4 seconds. Little hesitation. Fired a three. Hit all the backboard. Rebound Royal Valley, and that takes us to the end of one. So a strong start by the Wildcats. Royal Valley picked it up middle portion, and the Wildcats finished strong, and they got a 15-7 lead at home, and our boys tilt here tonight. Back after this, second quarter action coming your way next here on KNZA.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Bergston Insurance in Holton is a trusted choice agency offering home, auto, farm, and Medicare supplement insurance to Holton and surrounding areas. Whether you're buying a new house, car, toy, or wanting to shop your current insurance, give us a call today. Give Bergston Insurance a call today to shop your home, auto, farm, or Medicare supplement insurance. Bergston Insurance, 364-3771. 364-3771.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Broadcast here on KNZA and the Holton channel as well. Wildcats and Panthers of Royal Valley. Holton, a strong first quarter here in the boys game, leading 15-7. Panthers first possession, losing it, picked up by Lassie, a turnover. Didn't see many turnovers in that first quarter on either side, but Panthers started off the TO here. Now the Wildcats, their first possession right to left in quarter number two. Lassie up top with it, closed down by Gilbert, right side to Dillon on the wing. Panthers going man here. Now to Donder up top, elbow touch with Peake, back to the bucket, now facing, hesitating. Right side to Dillon, putting it on the dribble, hands it off to Fox on a curl, backed out on the right wing. Gilbert switching on him. Now near side two to Donder, they'll reset. 15-7 Wildcats, 50 seconds into the second quarter. Holton scored the first 9 of the game, but the Panthers have played even Steven since then. Nice positioning inside, and that lengthy possession to Donder finding Dillon right block to left block, and I think this is going to be a shooting foul. Looks like they got Stevens for his second, and this will be 2 free throws for Bodie Dillon.
Well, something that Holton hasn't shown a lot of is the patience you've seen this whole ball game so far as he misses the front end of 2 shots. But just kind of take what the defense gives you. Royal Valley's playing a soft man-to-man. A lot of space. They're really crowding Peake Dillon as he hits the backside.
A 1-for-2 there for Bodie Dillon. 3 points here in the first half. The lead is 16-7 Wildcats. Again, they jumped out to a 9-0 lead, but the Panthers have fought back. But right now, a minute into the second quarter, 9 points, Holton Wildcat lead. Ramping up the pressure here on defense. Panthers trying to find a post touch. It's knocked away. Bodie Dillon on the floor gets it off to Fox and a turnover by Royal Valley. Here's Fox. Lost it. And they're going to call a foul in transition on Royal Valley. They get Carson Beam there for his first. And already a couple fouls racked up here on the Panthers in the second quarter. Here's Dillon to throw it in, right side of his own backboard, trying to find Peak on a cut, wasn't there, and he backs it out, gets it in the corner. Right back to Dillon on the block, back to the bucket, works it back to the perimeter, hands it off to Fox right there. 6:35 until halftime, 16-7 Holton, Fox fading, left it short, might as well have been a pass. Luke Lassie gets another opportunity, and a third time's a charm, he puts it up and in, and a couple of offensive rebounds for Luke Lassie in the first half.
Big Luke's got a distinct size advantage today.
6'9", every inch of it. Couple of offensive rebounds. Largest lead here for the Wildcats at 11. 18-7, about 2 minutes into this second quarter. Royal Valley moving it into the corner. Here's a three by Murata, a little bit strong, and a backside rebound by Bodie Dillon. To get it up the floor, Peak, athletic, but missed the layup in transition. Pulled down by Gilbert. Opportunity gone by the wayside there for Braden Peak. The Panthers push it back left to right. Here's Buskirk. Up top it goes. Carson Beam with it. Right side Buskirk. Free throw line. Murata bumped by Lassie. Lost the handle. Taken away by DeDonder. Another turnover by the Panthers. Trying to add to an 18-7 lead are the Wildcats here. Lassie traveled. Caught it at the elbow. Went straight diving to the basket, but got to put the ball on the floor.
And that's not his strength. You know, we saw him get out on offensive rebounds, stick backs, get the ball on a block. And he can hit that shot, but he gets squared up and uses get his feet square.
Just under 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. Wildcats in control, leading 18-7 at home. Here's Murata, little one-hander, got the touch in the paint. Tristan Murata getting his first point, makes it 18-9. As Brody Meyer now a touch in the corner, back into the game for Lassie. Panthers have been pretty much manned the entire half so far. DeDonder, right side Peak at the elbow. They fake the handoff to him on the cut. Now Dillon picks it up off Peak on the right wing. Now working and driving and hitting a tough shot over Buskirk. That's straight one-on-one there. Bodie Dillon now with five, makes it 20-9. Holton.
Bodie had an outbreak, and here's a steal by Holt going the other way. Two on two. He takes the rim.
A lot of contact, no call. Peak there. Second chance, no, but he's fouled on the putback. He'll shoot two. So after just one first quarter turnover, the Panthers have turned it over four times here in the second already, and now Peak's going to the line to shoot two. Right at 4.5 minutes to go in the half. Peak's first. It is good. And talk about a good free throw shooter. That's Braden Peak at 81% on the year. Yeah, we get a full timeout after that first make. It's a 21-9 Holton lead at 4.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. We're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
February is National American Heart Month. Let's turn our focus to the most vital organ in our bodies, our hearts. At Holton Community Hospital, we're committed to raising awareness about heart health and importance of preventative care. The cardiovascular service team at Holton Community Hospital is dedicated to providing exceptional care and education, helping the communities understand and manage heart health better. For more information on the services and tips for a healthy heart, visit Holton Community Hospital Cardiovascular and Pulmonary Services. Online at HoltonHospital.com. Here's to a heart healthy February from Holton Community Hospital.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
That was the Royal Valley girls victorious in game one tonight, but in the boys' tilt, at least halfway through the second quarter, it's been all Holton. They lead Royal Valley 21-9 here on KNZA, also the Holton channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Wildcats scored the first 9 points of the game. Panthers came back five straight, got to within 9-5, and the Wildcats continuing to ramp up the pressure and get to the free throw line. Braden Peek, one more out of the timeout. A little bit strong and nobody boxing out Corbin Fox, who steps back for three, and that's an air ball. Boy, he had a decent look at it, but couldn't connect. So a 1-for-2 trip there for Braden Peek. Just south of 420 to go in the half. Here's Beam. He doesn't hesitate. Front rim, no on a three. And Meyer the rebound. Big body inside, his third rebound here in the half. It looked like the Panthers, last few minutes, just settling for the outside shot. Speaking of settling for the outside shot, Braden Peek, but he still knocks it down. And a quick timeout by the Wildcats after that first triple by Braden Peek here tonight. Makes it 24-9, and the run continuing for the Wildcats.
This is starting to get away from Roll Valley. They're going to have to ride the ship very quickly. This thing's going to be a running clock in the fourth. But Holt's playing great basketball. You know, they've obviously improved from day one. Coach Hunter has implemented what he needs and wants out of this group. They seem to be buying in. Boy, I tell you what, you hit the defensive pressure, and most of it's in the half court. But they are really aggressive, moving the feet, talk, communicating, getting some stops on the defensive end.
Wildcats again trying to win their third consecutive game. Royal Valley trying to snap a three-game losing streak. Right now it's all Holton here at home, 24-9 on the board, as we are now officially past the halfway point of this second period. Here is Stevens with it. Carson Beam, post touch for Gilbert. Lazy pass taken away. It's going to be Bodie Dillon, coast to coast, layup for two.
Bodie Dillon.
7 in the half for Bodie Dillon, and it's 26-9 Holton.
In defense, more of that creates offense. That's a great way to play the game.
Here's Williams at the free throw line, right side Murata. It's an 11-2 quarter so far for the Wildcats. Williams got it inside, missed the shot. Murata, second chance, no, but he fouled. So Tristan Murata battling inside and get a chance to shoot two free throws here. Wildcat foul. Brody Meyer, his first. And the first foul against the Wildcats in quarter number two. Murata just 29%. At the line this year, and that one no good. Averaging 7 points, 5 rebounds a game, the 6'2 junior guard. He's trying to get something going for the Panthers here, but a tough start in the first quarter and change. He's able to knock in the second. 3 points in the half for Murata. Another sub into the game as Matt Buskirk back in for Royal Valley. So these last few minutes here, probably crucial for Royal Valley to maybe kind of chip away at it a little bit before the half.
Well, they'd like to get it down to a 10-point deficit at halftime.
Here's Fox, went amongst the trees and got blocked out of bounds. He'll keep the possession, will the Wildcats. Bodie Dillon out, Braden Peek in. So you got Fox, you got Meyer, Altenberg, and DeDonder, 5 on the floor for Holton. Then you got Williams, you got Stevens, Gilberts, as well as Buskirk on the floor for Royal Valley. There's a short jump shot, missed from the right wing. Backside rebounds, Jackson Stevens for Royal Valley. Not a bad look there, just couldn't convert. 26-10, the Holton lead at now 3 minutes to go in the half. See Holton coming out, switching things up defensively. There's a short arm three, rebound Braden Peek. Already 5 rebounds here for Braden Peek in the first half. Meyer, nice little ball fake. Rejected by Williams. Good defense by Royal Valley. They nearly gave it away, but Royal Valley slowing down the pace with 2:40 to go, down 16.
And just like that, Royal Valley gets a couple stops.
The offense nowhere to be found here in the second quarter. They have scored just now 3 points in this game, trying to add to it. And Beam, a little strong on a three, but an offensive rebound by Gilbert. Those long rebounds, a positive there for Royal Valley, and then a foul on the floor. And they'll get this one on Carrick DeDonder, his second. And the second team foul. So both teams still with fouls to give in the final 2:24 of the quarter.
Probably done for the half.
Let's see if Royal Valley can win the final 2:20 here. Chip away, down 16. And Holton came out hot, scoring the first 9, and there's Braden Peek with an athletic block and 2 athletic blocks.
Foul called.
Peek a block, and then it was Meyer who had a look as Gilbert just was waiting for something to happen. Fans did not approve, but Gilbert's going to shoot 2. And Gilbert fires and gets the first free throw to go. Tell you what, like this Landon Gilbert, 6'4", just a sophomore, leading scorer for this Panthers team. And just like the Panther girls, they're two leading scorers tonight, freshman and sophomore. So they got some young kids. Really got bright futures ahead in this game. And Gilbert being one, but he missed the second there. Rebound Braden Peake. 26-11 at 2:05 to go in the half. Nice shovel into the corner. That's a Fox three. There was some contact on the shot. No call. Now a lot of bodies swinging through there. It's going to be a tie-up, I believe. Possession arrow is going to keep it right here with the Wildcats. .159 left. Here's Dillon to throw it in. Meyer in the corner. Altenberg up top. Now Fox. Waistline dribbles with the right. Goes that direction. Hands it off to Dillon on the wing. Wants a Peake screen. Using it. There's the roll. No give. Now Peake steps back out beyond the perimeter. Altenberg. Left side on the wing. Here's Meyer up top. Closed down by Gilbert. Now Dillon. No hesitation on a three. Hit the back rim. Goes long. Meyer tried to save it but couldn't get it back in. And it goes back to Royal Valley. So almost 30 seconds gone by in that possession.
Royal Valley's at least riding the ship. They've got stops. I mean, they're not getting any offense. That's the biggest issue that they have. But they've at least slowed Holton down for just a little bit.
It's a 15-point game at 124 and counting until halftime. Boy, whistle, and they're going to get a three-second. Gilbert didn't get out of the lane, and that's going to be a Panthers turnover.
Yeah, and he was right in the middle of it. He was an easy target to see.
Connor Nolan back into the game. Another underclassman here for the Panthers, 5'10", or correction, 5'11", freshman. Now the Panthers going to show a little press here in the full court. 26-11, the Wildcats leading. And now 1:15 and counting until halftime. Get it into the front court. Altenberg bouncing it, stepping in. Fox tripped, fell down, somehow got away with one, and somehow just shoveled it over to Meyer, who turns and fires a little fadeaway jump shot that's a little bit strong. And another stop for the Panthers' defense as Bean now works it into the front court. Now 55 seconds. Panthers desperately need a bucket here. Here's Bean, right side, dribbling in, kicks it right, ball faking, Buskirk gets in, lost it, and a travel. That is 7 turnovers in the second quarter for Royal Valley. That has been a killer for them as, again, they're getting stops here over these last few minutes, but they can just get nothing going on offense. Again, part of that, I think you credit the Wildcat defense.
Well, there's no question the defense has been good for Holton, but Royal Valley has been just as good. It's Holton's been stuck on 26 for the last, what, 3-4 minutes?
Yeah, it's been a
It's 26-10. It hasn't been much going on either side.
Now 25 seconds here. Let's see if the Wildcats play for the final shot. Fox with it. Still time. 21 seconds. Still it up top. Now hands it off to Meyer right there. One dribble right. Throws it into the corner. Now Fox, 15 seconds. Baseline drive. Kicks it left. And Peake was running right. And he needed to move back left. And that is ultimately a turnover. Just 3 turnovers. So the Wildcats have been good in that regard. Now the Panthers have 11 seconds until the half to make something happen.
That baseline drive, you get somebody in the corner because there's going to be a good shot for you coming to you.
All right, 9 seconds. Now 7, quickly working. Stevens down to 4. Gets it to Gilbert. Right side, 1 second. They got to force something up. It's a very contested shot that hits the front rim and no good. And that takes us to the end of the first half. Dominant on both ends of the floor by the Holton Wildcats as they lead this one 26-11. Halftime show next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Find them online, highlandcc.edu. Back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires. Can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
All right, boys, halftime score here at Holton tonight. Wildcats 26, Royal Valley Panthers 11. Here on KMCA and also the Holton Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Again, a full house, full crew on hand. Ethan, Chance, John, Justin, Brandon taking this one in tonight. Again, the Royal Valley girls victorious by 5 in game one. But for the Wildcat boys, scored the first 9 points, clamps on clamps on clamps on the defensive end. And right now, Royal Valley just trying to find something to do on offense.
Well, you know, the thing about it is they start off 9-0. Haven't really, you know, ran away from Royal Valley from the standpoint that, you know, this thing could be a 20-point game off lazy, 22, 23. You know, Royal Valley's kind of riding the ship defensively. But boy, that great start the Holton had just kind of set the tone. And then from that point on, it's just kind of been a back-and-forth affair. But Royal Valley's really struggling to score because Holton's defense has been suffocating.
Yeah, 9-0 start again for the Wildcats. The first bucket, an alley-oop to Braden Peak, brought the house down. And from then on, the Wildcats were out and running. Braden Peak leading the Wildcats in scoring. He's got 8. Bodie Dillon with 7. They got 5 off the bench from Luke Lassie. They got 4 from Corbin Fox. And then 2 points from Carrick DeDonder. Not much for the Royal Valley side. 5 in the first half from Landon Gilbert, and then 3 apiece from Jackson Stevens and Tristan Murata. 8 turnovers by Royal Valley, 16 rebounds. They were 2 of 4 at the line and hit 1-3. Wildcats just 3 first half turnovers. They had 18 rebounds. They were 6 of 9 at the line and hit 2 from the outside circle. Again, the Wildcat boys leading this one 26-11 at the break. Back after another timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com. Holton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Can our boys halftime score here at Holton tonight? Wildcats leading Royal Valley. It is a 26-11 first half advantage for the Wildcats here on KNZA. Also the Holton channel as well, courtesy of MSU Sports. Let's go through some of the scores we got in our area, at least for tonight. Let's go through some of the girls' finals that we have. Our broadcast on CARE 93.7. That was Troy dominant over Jefferson County North. Troy with just one loss on the year, number six rank in 1A D1. They won that game by 25, 60-35 in favor of the Trojans. Axtell girls, they lose to Abuntee 31-16. Centralia, another big win for them. They beat Donovan West 61-39. That's our feature game and broadcast on 92.1 KMZA. Hemaha Central, they defeated Hiawatha 55-31. St. Mary's defeating Rossville 63-44. Onega, they beat Frankfort 46-36. And then Atchison, a big win over Schlegel 54-24. And if you missed it, our girls' final from earlier tonight, it was Royal Valley 55 and Holton 50. Get our boys' halftime score, Holton 26. And Royal Valley 11, a final two-minute timeout. Second half action coming your way next.
Hi, I'm Rod Whitmer with Farmer State Bank. We recognize that relationships involve honest and respectful communication and the trust that we will all work together for benefit of those around us. At Farmer State Bank, we are dedicated to those who live, work, and do business in Jackson County. Give us a call and let us know how we can serve you.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-through on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime show again. It was brought to you by Highland Community College. John Holliday, Justin Fluke, Ethan Chance, Brandon, all with you here tonight across our networks. Appreciate it very much. Holton boys 26, Royal Valley 11. Wildcats scored the first 9 points of the game, led 15-7 after one. They clamped it down on the defensive end, holding Royal Valley to just 4 points in the second quarter. 26-11 at the half. Royal Valley just trying to find something on that end of the floor, get themselves back in the game, and they certainly gave themselves a chance. They got Holton with multiple stops in the final few minutes, but again, the offense just not there.
Well, if you can't score, this game's tough, and that's the thing that Royal Valley's struggling with. You know, they're playing solid defense. You know, you hold Holton with 26 points, which isn't, so that's probably a little bit above their average, and Holton starts in a 1-3-1 zone and see if they're going to get deflection and go the other way.
Panthers have it, down by 15.
Travel.
There's the travel. So 8 first half turnovers, now 9 in the game. And Royal Valley 0 for 1 on their possessions here in the third quarter.
Some about that element surprise as a high school basketball team. A change of defense, change of any type of change you can throw at them, pressure versus no pressure, just seems to throw kids off kilter.
Now left to right goes Holton in the second half. Here's Peak, the Donder a touch right side. Looks like Royal Valley going
same
zone defense, 1-3-1. Both teams mixing it up here throughout the night. Here is Dillon, a little more right side. They tried the alley-oop again, and they get it this time. It's not a dunk, but they set it up for Braden Peak again, and he banks it in off the window for two. It's 28-11. Murata tries to answer for three, a little strong, and a quick one and done there as Dillon pulls in the rebound. Here's Peak, short corner right, back to DeDonder, up top Dillon, now Fox. Now Peak again in the corner, and he traveled with it.
Got in a hurry. You know, you also need to understand when you catch the ball on the baseline, it's at 1-3-1, and you dribble hard. You're dribbling into defense. You know, that the thing is, take that thing to the corner and attack baseline. There's going to be somebody open on the backside.
Murata had it lost. A pickpocket there for Corbin Fox. Another Panther turnover. Here's Fox, right side Dillon. 6:43 to go, third quarter. 28-11, the Wildcat lead. Here's Peak, open, timing a three, a little bit strong, tipped in the air, rebound Royal Valley, and then knocked away by DeDonder, who lays it in. Well, you had a chance at it, and everything going right. DeDonder now with four.
Starting to see Carrick kind of come into his own. Well, last ball game against Riley County, started attacking the rim. Like to see him continue to do that. He took that one to the rim as well on the steal.
A 19-point Holton lead, not quite 2 minutes into the third. Here's Gilbert, short corner right. Now darts a pass to Beam. Back up top to Stevens. Short corner Murata, one-handed floater. Nice touch. Now a quick timeout for Chris Brown and Royal Valley. So they get one on the board. Down 17, 6:01 left to go, third quarter. And our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Getting the Wildcats out to a quick start. Royal Valley, still plenty of time in this game, but again, they just got to find some movement. They got to get some buckets to go, and again, only just four free throw attempts as well, so it's not like they're getting much going inside.
Well, they have no perimeter, post presence, and they're not, you know, they got that one. That one really was a low runner off the baseline, but they're, you know, the ball doesn't go inside, and no paint touches forearm. There's no dribble drive to get the ball in the paint. I mean, there's a lot of ways to get the ball in the paint, through a post player, through a dribble drive. Swing the basketball, and they're just not getting any of that. They give a lot of guard-to-guard up front, and the defense doesn't have to move very far to defend that.
Well, first-year head coach Marco Hunter at one point, Tristan Murata missed a right corner three and was a quick possession that went empty, and you could hear Coach Marco Hunter saying, we'll live with that. And they'll take the quick threes, early possessions, and that's going to benefit the Wildcats moving forward. They lead it by 17. Out of the timeout, 30-13, 5:44 left, third quarter. Here's DeDonder with it. Hands it off to Dillon. Top of the key. There was a backdoor cut. They missed missed Brody Meyer. Now a drive in, shot up good off the heel by Corbin Fox. A little bit of touch, and he's got six. 32-13, Wildcat. Now they show the press here in the full court. Get it up to Gilbert. Short corner left, quickly doubled. They reverse the basketball. Buzzkirk driving. Now Murata short corner. Threw a couple bodies. Nearly got it to go. Gilbert fighting for it. Tipped into the hands of Peak. And then it was tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Royal Valley. How about Peak? 7 rebounds already in tonight's game. I know a 19-point lead for Holton at home.
Well, he can jump. That kid's explosive.
Super athletic.
We saw the dunk. He's got some elbow. He gets up in the air. He's not that tall. We got him listed at 5 foot.
Braden Peak, 6'2".
Six two. So.
Oh, he's got the hops.
6 foot, 6'2". And he does, but he could get up in the air, and that's Harry got to isolate him on the post.
Well, turn around.
He just jumps over top of everybody.
Nearly got it to go, but Gilbert the rebound off the miss for Royal Valley. There's Stevens into the front court under 5 minutes to go in the third. It's a 32-13 Holton lead, and now Peak nearly got a steal, but Murata flips it up and in off the deflection. And then a sideline warning called by the official against Royal Valley. So not sure. Something was said to somebody.
No, I think what happened is they knocked the ball out of the net.
Oh, delay a game.
Delay a game.
Okay. Maybe it was pushed away after the make.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is correct. So, yep, delay a game, the call. The ball went through and can't necessarily push it away from the opponent, and that is going to be called. So a little warning on that. 4:20 to go in the third, 32-15. It's been all Wildcats really from the jump as they get Peek a look, and he spins it up and in with a little English. 12 points for Braden Peek, 34-15 Wildcats. Here's Murata. Dribbles high on the left wing. Good pass to Stevens. Settles into a three, and he buries it. Jackson Stevens, 6 points, his second triple. 34-18. It's back to 16. At 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Nice backdoor Peek again. Count it, and one. They just do not have an answer right now for Braden Peek. And the foul on Beam, his second, and a chance for one more for the 6'2 senior. And Peek's free throw is up and in. 15, a three-point play, makes it 37-18. Back to a 19-point lead once again. Into the front court, Nolan to three. Was on target, but strong. Rowan Wharton, beg your pardon, on the miss there for Royal Valley. So Chris Brown going a little bit deeper into his bench here in the second half. 3.5 minutes to go in the third. It's a 37-18 Wildcat lead. Fox bumped, put up a shot, no call. Rebound for Murata and the Panthers. Now a whistle and a foul against the Wildcats as Carson Beam was pushing in transition. They get to Donder here. That's going to be his third. Connor Nolan in for Royal Valley. Also, Logan Altenberg back into the game for Holton. 3:17 left third period, 37-18, the Wildcats leading at home. Gilbert touching a pass right side to Wharton, lost it in a turnover. That is now 12 turnovers in the game by Royal Valley. That one just simply unforced.
I was going to say, that's probably the biggest thing is most of them. Been several unforced turnovers for Royal Valley tonight. That's just, those just haunt you.
Wildcats work it softly into the front court from left to right. Peek, there's a screen. Dylan working with it. Now Meyer tries to screen. Dylan, hesitation, missed the layup, got to the rim. But Murata, the backside rebound. Under 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Now Knox, good defense here by the Wildcats, and Chris Brown is forced to call a timeout before another turnover. It's sportsmanship by Peek, helping up Jackson Stevens. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 2:49 left, quarter number three. Holton 37, Royal Valley 18. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
2:49 to go, quarter number three. And right now it's all Holton leading Royal Valley 37-18 here on KNZA, also the Holton channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Again, Holton scoring first 9 points of the game. They led 15-7 after one, led by 15 at the half, and just slowly kind of building on that here in the third quarter.
Well, if you're Royal Valley, you got to find some way just to keep improving. And Holton, you have been in this situation before. They're winning by a bunch. If you're Coach Hunter, you want you guys to finish the job. You know, those kids just play solid. Don't back off the throttle here.
Royal Valley out of the timeout with the ball. They set it up, left corner three, and it's buried by Connor Nolan. And Nolan from downtown doesn't shoot it a ton, but very efficient from the outside. 37-21, it's back to 16. Here's Altenberg, a little hesitation to the right block, back to the bucket, kicks it back to DeDonder. Now Altenberg sets the screen, and then DeDonder is called for a travel, working to his left. A turnover by the Wildcats, giving it back to Royal Valley at 2:15 to go in the quarter. 16-point lead here for the home team. Zone defense right now for the Wildcats. Here's Noland. Pass deflected out of bounds. Good hands there by Bodie Dillon.
We talked about Roll Valley girls and all their deflections. Holton boys are starting to get a few of those adding up as well.
Lassie is into the game. They got Peak down low as well. Dillon and then Altenberg and DeDonder, the two up top right now on the zone defense. Here is Wharton with the basketball. Now Noland. Noland back up top. Closed out by Altenberg. He'll fire. Short arms at three. Lassie too easy on the rebound. Here's Peak. Front court left to right. Up top to Dillon. Angles left. Now diving towards the basket. Spins in the lane. Backs it out. Here's Altenberg. Back to Dillon. 1:35 to go in the quarter. 37-21. Wildcats. Here's Lassie fighting and foul. Spinning through a double team, and Luke Lassie will shoot two. Couple bodies in there. Let's see who they get the foul call on. They do on Nolan. That's his first. So here's Luke Lassie. Played some good minutes in the first half. 5 points and a few rebounds to his credit so far. Trying to add to this lead with 90 seconds to go in the quarter and is able to do so. Spins in the first free throw.
He's going to improve his shooting percentage today. He's 2-for-2 so far. 42% shooter, that's got to help it, right?
It's going to help. It's going to help for sure, at least to this point. See if he can keep that pace here. And is able to do so. Look good from the line. He's now 3-for-3 and has 7 points. 39-21. The lead is 18 for Holton at 1:25 to go in the third. Panthers still have time. They force a quick three, well short from the corner. A quick rebound for Dillon. He'll push. Still pushing all the way. Layup good. Nobody stopped the ball, and Bodie Dillon with an easy dude. Lead is 20. 41-21 with 1:05 to go in the quarter. Dump it to Gilbert, right side, baseline drive, little pull-up Jay. Nicely played, Carson Gilbert. Or correction, Landon Gilbert, beg your pardon. So Gilbert now with 7, makes it 41-23. And the Wildcats slowing things down a little bit. 45 seconds to go, leading by 18. Dillon left side on the dribble. Altenberg up top. Right side to Donder. Wildcats certainly in no hurry here late in the third quarter. An 18-point lead. To Donder up top. Down to 27 seconds.
Yep. Now they are going to play for one.
Yeah, Coach Hunter calling for it. As DeDonder has the dribble, left side Altenberg. We're down to 15 seconds. Now Lassie. Now Dillon had it knocked away near midcourt. He was picked up by Nolan. Now 9 seconds, still in front of midcourt. Nolan on the defense. It's down to 5. Here comes the screen. No roll. 2 seconds. Dillon, tough shot. And they're not able to get much up after that. So good defense there for Royal Valley to close out the third quarter. Inadvertent whistle. No, it's going to be the end of the third quarter. Okay, thought something was happening. It was not. Let's go to a timeout. 41-23 Wildcats. Fourth quarter action coming your way next here on KMCA.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at WilsonTireKS.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All Wildcats as we go to the fourth quarter here tonight, leading Royal Valley 41-23 here on KNZA, also on the Holton Channel. John, Justin, Ethan, Brandon, Chance all with you. Thanks for hanging with us here tonight. And, well, right before we went to the break, at the end of the third quarter, a technical foul was called against the Wildcats, and free throws out the gate here for Jackson Stevens, and he missed the first to start the quarter. So an 18-point lead, and you get a technical foul and allow Jackson Stevens to go one for two here and make it a 41-24 game before we start the fourth quarter officially. Didn't get the full detailed explanation, but we thought we had heard maybe a whistle right at the end there after the buzzer hit zero, and apparently a technical foul was called against the Wildcats. So now we're off and running. Panthers with it, down 16, or correction, 17. And there's a block shot from the corner, a three picked up by Williams to keep it alive, and now it is Murata who's going to be called for a travel. Well, seems like the Panthers, a lot of quick shots, early possessions, contested shots. Just, I think half of that is the Wildcats defense here tonight as well.
Wildcat defense has been excellent. That's, you know, they've played well together. They move as a unit.
Just getting going in the fourth. Here's Lassie going all the way in. Gets way too close to the rim, and that's too easy. Guarded by Williams. But it was Lassie now with 9 points to make it 43-24. Here's a three, hits the side of the backboard, and Corbin Fox out pushing the tempo. Here's Peak all the way, athletic finish with the right hand. About 17 for Braden Peak. It's 45-24. Holton, we're a minute into the final quarter. Really a chance to put a stamp down on this game here.
Well, the technical foul may have been just what Coach Hunter needed. He got his kids' attention during that timeout.
Zone defense here by the Wildcats. They set it up. A three halfway down and out for Stevens, and another rebound for Braden Peak. Wildcats certainly in no hurry at this point. DeDondra in the corner steps into a jump shot, a little bit strong. Backside rebound for Matt Buskirk and Royal Valley. 6.5 minutes to go in the game, 45-24 Holton. Looking for the split tonight as the Royal Valley girls won a tight one in our first contest. There's a deep three by Carson Beam from the right wing.
Wait for that all night.
Been waiting for that.
Looks.
That's his first bucket tonight. Makes it 45-27 at 6:09 to go. Wildcats with it, still in a comfortable position. Lassie again, right at the bucket. Too easy. They can't defend him. He's got 11. 47-27.
He's another kid. He's going to go to his left shoulder. Strong with his right hand.
Tough finish by Matt Pleskirk. Gets in the lane and drills the two. 47-29, 5:45 to go. Both teams finding a little momentum on offense. In Royal Valley, they were held to just 11 first-half points. They scored 12 in the third quarter alone, but they've been down so big, it's just not a lot they can do. Now Lassie again trying to fight through, gets his own rebound, puts it up and in again. Well, you might as well. They can't stop him. Royal Valley just doesn't have the size, and it's 49-29. How about 13 for Luke Lassie? Now it's knocked away in another turnover by Royal Valley, picked up by Lassie in the paint. As we're about 3 minutes in, beautiful pass, Fox, good, and the foul. Guess who? Luke Lassie again.
What a pass by Corbin Fox. So
yeah,
that,
for sure.
That was from half court, found his big guy. Down on the block for an easy deuce, and that's all.
Well,
Lassie's heads.
Yeah.
They're easy buckets.
He's got the hot hand, and Corbin Fox immediately got into the front court and was like, yeah, he is right underneath the bucket. I'm just going to throw it right to him. Now he gets an and one. And again, 15 for Luke Lassie trying to add to it. A little strong off the heel, rebound Royal Valley. 51-29, all Holton, 5 minutes to go in the game. What a first few minutes here for Luke Lassie off the bench. Left side, Stevens in his own defense for the Wildcats. They're going to fire a three, left it short, and a rebound for Holton and Brody Meyer. Advantage Holton on the scoreboard with the time, everything in between. Down to 4:35, lead at 51-29. On pace for their third consecutive win. This will get them to 500 in league play. For the matchup with Silver Lake tomorrow at home in a makeup game. And then Friday, they're going to be taking on St. Mary's. So the week does not get any easier for the Wildcats with two more games before the weekend. There's the DeDonder three from the right wing, and he's got seven quietly. 54-29, halfway in, halfway home in quarter number four. Holton had a different pep in their step tonight. You could tell right out the gate. As last, he might have got a block there, but a second chance put up and in by Landon Gilbert, and he is fouled, and a chance for one more. Lassie got him on the arm, and that's his first foul. Lassie comes out, and rightfully he'll get a nice ovation for his minute. Altenberg is in. Caden Gale also seeing his first minutes tonight for the Wildcats as well. Gilbert tonight, 9.6 rebounds, make it 10. He knocks in the freebie. 54-32 Wildcats, south of 4 minutes to go in the game. Well, you look at Royal Valley, they got Perry LeCompton at home on Friday, and then they'll have a makeup game at home against Pleasant Ridge on Monday. So you look at Holton, they'll play tomorrow and Friday. Royal Valley will play Friday and then Monday. Getting to that point in the year.
I was going to say, just one of those things, a lot of basketball going to be played now between now and the end of February.
Team's still getting those makeup games in from, of course, the snowstorm in early January. Nice pass to Williams inside. And Williams on the board for Royal Valley. Shaughnessy Williams, 54-34, 3.5 minutes to go. The foul on Caden Gale, who just checked in. And Williams, a sophomore, chance to capitalize with a three-point play opportunity. And he lets it short, tipped in the air. Gilbert the rebound, couldn't make the second chance. And now finally on the floor, Williams got it back, and he laid it in. Well, how about that? Oh, it's 54-36. Just under 3.5 minutes to go. DeDonder lost it in transition and taken away. Down to 3:05. Here's a three on the way, a little bit short, right wing. Gale the rebound, and quick possession there, gone by the wayside for the Panthers. 54-36, Wildcats, 2:50 left in this game. Unless anything drastic happens, it's going to be a split here tonight. There's an illegal screen set, turnover by the Wildcats. I think it's either DeDonder or Fox who got called for that one. Let's see the official decision. And it's DeDonder for his fourth.
So, didn't see that one, but that's one of those things that, man, I tell you what, that's a long ways away from where the basketball's at to have that happen to you.
And Corbin Wilson now appearing in game number four for the Wildcats, getting some late opportunities here. Team up 18, 2.5 minutes to go. Zone defense right now. Here's a Jackson Stevens three. And a foul. I think on Gilbert.
That it was.
Both teams going to empty some players here. Guess Murata's back into the game. Still starters on the floor, at least a few of them, for Royal Valley. 2:24 left. Holton leading 54-36. Braden Peake, 17. Luke Lassie, 15. Leading scorers for the Wildcats. Murata with 7. Stevens with 7. Landon Gilbert leading Royal Valley with 10. Here's DeDonder into the front court. Panthers trying to ramp up the pressure a touch. Here is Gale driving, kicking. Wilson puts it on the dribble. Back up top, Carrick DeDonder. Final 2:05. Two teams got some. Each got a makeup game here over the next few days. Again, Holton getting Silver Lake tomorrow night. And then they will play St. Mary's on Friday. Royal Valley's next game will be Friday against Perry LeCompton. And then they turn around on Monday and host Pleasant Ridge in a makeup game. Lengthy possession here. And Wildcats ultimately turn it over. Last touch by DeDonder as he was driving inside. But at this point, 18-point lead, just trying to run things out.
Trying some new things, get some kids on the floor.
Yeah, we will see some fresh faces in here for the Wildcats. Cade Kohlberg, Cannon as well. Always good. win or lose when you can get some young guys in to get some experience here over the final minute 40. Panthers with the ball, down 18. Here's Murata, little floater, halfway down, got his own rebound, no. And fighting for it, and a foul against Williams on the rebound attempt. And it will be Wildcat basketball with 90 seconds to go. Here is Corbin Wilson to throw it in, does so. And the Wildcats again down to just 120 left in the game, leading 54-36. Here is Kohlberg with it, going to work on the dribble, kicks it left. Backing up, man-to-man defense for Royal Valley. It's going to be a fourth consecutive loss for the Panthers. As a shot is halfway down and out, Gale fighting for the rebound, tie-up possession, keeps it here. 1:02 to go. And a couple more subs in for Royal Valley as well. Payson Taylor. So both teams again going a little bit deep into the bench. Little opportunity here. Final now 62 seconds for both these teams. Mentioning Royal Valley again, going back to the drawing board. And a foul called, and free throws coming up here for Cannon. Just appearing in his fourth game of the year.
And these kids watch that well when they get an opportunity. They're playing hard, and it's fun to watch. You got a young kid out here that's hadn't got a lot of varsity time.
And the first free throw a little bit strong. Again, the Panthers going to drop a fourth consecutive game. They're going to be 1-8 over their last nine. And on the flip side, the Wildcats about to notch their third consecutive win. Cannon's second free throw is good. Makes it 55-36. Final 50 seconds here in this one. Right side pass. This is Taylor. Taking it back out, and a steal for the Wildcats. Turnover by Royal Valley. Wildcats pushing into the front court. Spinning. Layup. Well off the target there. A lot of contact, no call, and a rebound for Taylor. Final 30 seconds here for Royal Valley.
Now, there's no bailout calls now.
No bailout calls now. Just let them play for the final minute.
They're going to get out of here.
Yeah.
Call the obvious.
Yeah. There's Williams inside. Should be an easy two. He got it to go. So Williams makes it 55-38. Final 10 seconds here. Wildcats, no reason to put one up. Final 5 seconds are going to run out, although Cannon drives and still puts one up. And team's still playing at this point. A tie-up underneath. Possession arrow. As Jace Johnson, a freshman, part of that rebound grab for Royal Valley. And getting it in, and that will do it. So the Wildcats help the team earn a split tonight. Pretty dominant from the jump, and they take care of business. 55-38, final score against the Panthers. Our postgame show next, brought to you by Ivy Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business. Recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll wrap it up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student-athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, about to wrap things up here tonight on KNZA, also on the Holton channel as well, courtesy of MSC Sports. Ethan, Chance, John, Justin, Brandon, we're all with you here tonight. A Big East League split as the Royal Valley girls victorious in game one, 55-50. All Holton in the nightcap in the boys' game, 55-38, the final score. Again, the Wildcats, the boys have now won three consecutive games, and they're now 500 in Big East League play, 5-8 overall, 3-3 in league play. And then it kind of continues the struggles for Royal Valley, their fourth consecutive loss. They have lost eight of their last nine, and right now they fall to 3-9 overall, 0-6 in league play. Well, if you look at the two halves, it was the first half that really kind of did Royal Valley in. They got down 26-11, but they played a 29-27 second half. So, again, they were right there in those final two quarters. But, again, just a lot not going their way in the first half seemed to be the difference tonight for them.
Well, it got off to a horrible start. The first 3 minutes really set the tone for this ball game. And, you know, give credit to Holt because, boy, their energy they came out with on the – they start with a set play and get a dunk on a lob, and, you know, they go up 6-0 in a hurry. And all of a sudden, it's 9-0, and Royal Valley was in a hole they never just climbed out of. And Holt's defense was just tremendous this afternoon or this evening, and their movement was in sync. There's never a hole for Royal Valley to exploit. And so a lot of that Royal Valley issues were due to what Holt was doing defensively. And the other thing, Holt did a great job of his rebound. And that was the thing that Royal Valley had zero second chance opportunities, very few. And Holt did a great job crashing boards on the offensive side as well, getting themselves a couple stick backs. And then, you know, they got great play from Luke Lassie off the bench.
For
you
sure.
know, there's a bunch of points there that, you know, you don't count on going into that ball game. But this Holt team continues to improve.
Holton led 15-7 after one, 26-11 at the half, 41-23 going into the fourth. They win it 55-38. Braden Peake led the Wildcats, 17 points and 8 rebounds. We mentioned Luke Lassie. How about 15 off the bench, 10 in the second half? He was 3 of 4 at the line, added 4 rebounds as well. Pretty balanced outside of that. You get 9 from Bodie Dillon. You get 7 from Carrick DeDonder. You get 6 from Corbin Fox. As well. So, again, you look at all five starters, pretty balanced in that regard with Lassie's 15 as well off the bench. Landon Gilbert led the Panthers, 10 points, 7 rebounds. They also got 7 apiece from Tristan Murata and Jackson Stevens. They got 6 points from Shaughnessy Williams, 3 points apiece from Carson Bean and Connor Noland, and Matt Buskirk, 2 points as well. Panthers had 15 turnovers, 27 rebounds. They were 4 of 8 at the line. The Wildcats, 10 turnovers, 10 of 15 at the line. And they had 28 rebounds. All right, player to bank on, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. I like Luke Lassie here.
I think that's a great choice. You know,
Braden Peake, I'm sure we've had
Peake,
him before. He might have been the leading scorer, had an emphatic early dunk. But I'm telling you what, if Luke Lassie can consistently play the way he did in that 4 or 5 minute stretch in the second half, that is going to be one tough guard for most teams.
Well, the thing about it is, he did it on his own. I mean, nobody stopped him. He caught the ball. He did a great job posting up. They got the ball where he could score. The other thing the big man did was hit some free throws, which
That's
you
right.
know, you can't count on that by the percentages he put forth before this ball game, but 3-for-3 tonight to add to his total. And, you know, just a solid ball game for the 6'9 young man.
Yep. Luke Lassie, 15 points tonight, and came into the game averaging just 4.3 points per game. He goes off for 15. Dominant performance from the 6'9 senior as, again, the Wildcats getting their fifth win of the year, their third consecutive win, now 3-3 in league play. Royal Valley, they have dropped now four consecutive games, 1-8 over their last nine. They are now 3-9 overall, 0-6 in league play. So, again, Luke Lassie, our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So we talked about it right at the end of the broadcast, or right as we were finishing up. Both these teams busy over the next few days. Holton right back in action tomorrow against Silver Lake, a makeup game from early January, and then they'll take on a very good St. Mary's team on Friday night. And then Royal Valley, they'll be back in action Friday at home against Perry Lecompton. They'll play a makeup game the following Monday at home against an NEKL school in Pleasant Ridge. So, again, both these teams, a couple of games here over the next few days. Again, Justin shaking his head, the Silver Lake-Holton matchups, KOZA 96.9 tomorrow on our sister station. And then taking a look here.
Got a couple upsets tonight. We got,
boy, Nemaha Central.
Nobody's undefeated.
Yeah, Nemaha Central takes their first loss. Hiawatha beats them 47-46. Michael Jensen, a game-winning layup with 11 seconds left. Rossville beat St. Mary's by one tonight. Mentioned our score, 54-38. But, boy, the top of the standings now shaken up a little bit in the Big East League as the number four-ranked team in 3A in Nemaha Central taking their first loss of the year to Hiawatha tonight. So we're going to have a lot to dissect here over the next few days, but it turned out to be a split for us tonight. Royal Valley girls, 55-50 in game one. Holton boys in the nightcap, 55-38. Appreciate John, Justin, Ethan, Chance in studio. A lot to dissect over these next few days. We'll talk to you again on Friday night. Of course, Holton back in action tomorrow against Silver Lake. Royal Valley in action on Friday, taking on Perry Lecompton. For everybody involved, Chance in studio, thanks for listening to High School Hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.